Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Expressive Mom Show with yours truly, Miriam Slosberg. It's so great to be back. And I had this podcast running a few years ago, but due to many things, or should I say many distractions happening, I had to put things on hiatus for a while, but now I'm back, and I'm looking forward to having so much fun with you guys. And what this podcast will be about? Well, I'm not going to make it too predictable. More often than not, the theme will be about parenthood, but not the everyday kind of stuff about parenthood that you'd expect to hear about or see. I'm talking about the off-the-wall stuff, which also means some topics may really have nothing to do with parenthood per se, but they'll still tie into it one way or another, so it'll still be relevant. And yes, there will be guests, absolutely there will be, because it will get boring with me doing this solo each and every time, but the first while, please bear with me, and I will make this interesting because I have several interesting topics lined up. And some will be off the wall, others will be considered as perhaps taboo, but those quote-unquote taboo topics really need to be spoken about. So it's one of those things that really shouldn't be taboo, but unfortunately still is. But we got to break that, and that's the only way it's going to be done. So I'm talking about discussing it is the only way it's going to be done. However, not today. Well, maybe a little today, but it'll be more of the lighthearted side because the topic... That's the first one that will be covered on this show will be off the wall and clearly bad, bad baby names. Are you ready to be shocked? Okay then, let's go. Let's talk about the worst baby names that parents have used. Baby names are one topic that people enjoy talking about, whether or not they are parents or expecting or not. Especially when it comes to names that are unusual, and even more so, names that are just completely off-the-wall unusual. That means unique names that sound appealing but are not heard often are usually not talked about too much because those names are nice, okay? I mean, you know, when you hear of a really interesting-sounding name but it's nice, then those names aren't really talked about too much. However, we're talking about names that are just so unconventional that they should not be used as baby names that are the ones that people get that people talk about. So, for instance, let's talk about Amy Schumer and Chris Fisher, who just had their son last Sunday night on May 5th. They named him Gene Attle, which is a terrible combination. I will ask you to do one thing. Say that name together and quickly, and you will see why I'm saying that, okay? So say it. Say it quickly, and then you'll see. You'll see exactly why it was a very bad, bad combination. The names by itself, Gene and Adel, are not bad by itself, but combination, now, let's talk about another somewhat recent case of a name that is completely off the wall. I got plenty of attention. That was a girl. Her name was Absidy, A-B-C-D-E. Okay, she was made fun of by an airline attendant. The girl was only 5 years old, but it was her mother that the attendant was making fun of. And the little girl is likely to be pitied for having that name. And with that said, many people may think that Absidy, A-B-C-D-E, is the most off-the-wall name that has ever been used for a child around. However, that's not the only one that's so off-the-wall. There's plenty of others. And let's go over some of those right now. Okay. How about Happiness? The name Happiness. We all know that happiness is one thing that we want to achieve, yet due to so much stress in life and other factors, it's certainly not easy. And not only do we want to be happy, but we want our kids to be happy. Therefore, some parents-to-be may even be inclined to use names for their babies that means being happy or gives off a happy vibe. Like, examples are Felicity for a girl or Felix for a boy, which seems to be coming back into style. Other examples are Bliss. And how about the name Happiness, okay? That has been used, Happiness. And yes, it's a bright-sounding name, okay? It's a bright-sounding word. And it's supposed to be positive-sounding. But is it a name? No, it's not. But here's the kicker. There have been 8 recorded uses of this name for girls over the past 5 years. Girls named Happiness, 8 girls at least so far with the name Happiness, and there are probably more, okay? So that, to me, is quite off the wall. All right, here's another one. Rarity. Rarity. The one thing we want for our kids is for them to be unique and for them to be themselves. Sure, they have to conform to rules in order to get along and to be contributing members of society. However, we also want them to be special in their own way and to embrace their uniquenesses or differences. That's all fine and good because the last thing we want is our kids to become clones, right? There aren't enough people who can think for themselves and just end up trying to fit in for the sake of fitting in and are quite miserable. I mean, we want our kids to know better and not to fall into that trap. However, when it comes to naming the kids, it's one thing to use an unusual name for sentimental reasons. That's passable. That means by using a name that will not stand out too much to the point that it can make your child a target for bullies. But when you want your child to be so unique to the point that you name him or her Rarity, that's a problem, okay? I mean, yes, you want your child to be unique, but not that unique. There have been 7 recorded cases of girls being named Rarity over the last 5 years. And who knows? That's over 5 years. There could be more. But there have been 7 recorded cases. Seriously? Rarity? Okay. I mean, that's insane. But this gets better. How about Ransom? Yes, you heard me. Ransom. And when you ever think of the word ransom, you think of an individual demanding money from someone in order to free one of their loved ones. And there was a movie in 1996 called Ransom that was starring Mel Gibson, Rene Russo, and Gary Sinise, which was a movie about a ransom happening. A wealthy couple went to the science fair, and their child was kidnapped by someone who had a serious problem with the couple, and the only way the child could be released would be if the rich people sent a sum of money. And that is a ransom. And would you think that a name that would be apparent, that would be apparent for any parent to use? Would any parent want to use that name? No. No. But there were at least 5 parents that did, 5 couples perhaps, we don't know, because there were 5 recorded uses of girls who were being given that name over the last 5 years. I mean, really, what were the parents thinking? Oh, God, I mean, ransom, rarity, happiness. Okay, there's more. We are not anywhere near done with this. Talk about Snowy. Yes, Snowy. Okay. Many of us who live in cold climates may know how cold winter is, but at the same time, it's hard to dispute how pretty the snow can be, especially in December when it's the holiday season. However, after the new year, we quickly get sick and tired of it and are ready for spring to arrive. But the snow is still very pretty nonetheless, as long as it's not yellow, black, or brown. And some parents like winter so much that they've actually named their kids winter, even if they were born during the summer or other seasons. And that's fine. Other wintry names such as Nev, which is Spanish for snow, or Frost, which has been used. There's even been names of places like Alaska, I've even heard, you know, and that's totally fine. You could use Allie as a nickname. Okay, I mean, that's not so bad. But how about Snowy? Yes, Snowy. That name has been used for girls at least 5 times over the last 5 years. And, I mean, I'm all for being sentimental about winter. Name your child Noel or, you know, or Frost or whatever, you know. that's all fine and good, but Snowy? I mean, you name your daughter Snowy, she's probably going to change it. That's just crazy. Oh, and this gets better, guys. This gets better. How about Forever? Yep. Whenever we have our babies, we will love them. We would love them to live forever, and we would want to live forever in order to be with them while they grow. Heck, we wish our dogs did too. And we'd be happy for them to live longer than they do anyway. However, at the same time, we all know that no one lives forever, and we at some point even have to make peace with the reality that we are going to be expiring too. If life is just great, we would love to be around for good, although it seldom is that great, not continuously anyway. But there's no denying that we want our kids to live very, very long lives, healthy and rich lives, even though we know that, too, they will not live forever. However, there are some parents that felt that if they named their sons forever, it would make an impact. The fact of the matter is, no, it does not. All that will do is cause their boys to change their names at some point. And there have been 6 recorded cases of boys being inflicted with such a silly name over the last 5 years. Oh, my God. Forever, forever, forever. No. So what are they going to call him? Forever? Hey, Ev. Oh, okay. Four? No. No, it's got to go. When he turns 18... he's probably going to change it to something else, and who could blame him? Okay, how about this one? Charger. Yep, Charger. Okay, now, there's no denying that some of us are quite addicted to our devices to the point that if the chargers went missing, we would end up with a heart attack. Actually, let me make that correction right now. I'd say 90% of us are incredibly addicted to our devices to the point that we'd be willing to spend a crazy amount of money if any of them ended up going bad or if the charger either went missing or became defective. I've been guilty of that. Okay, there. I can't tell you how many times I've had to replace my phone charger because of using them so much to the point that the wires were coming apart. And my daughter is dealing with that right now, too, so I'm going to have to get her a new one as well. So actually, what did I do? On that same day, I ended up making a trip to the Apple Store no matter what else I had planned for that day. I actually did have something to do because nothing else was more important than getting my charger, getting one that was going to work because, oh boy, life stops if it doesn't. That's the sad reality of today. So even though I openly admit that I'm addicted to my iPhone, I would never in a million years name my son Charger. But 6 parents did over the course of 5 years or so. They are the ones that need help. Ugh, serious help. If they're so addicted to those devices and they're naming their kids after the Charger, they're actually naming them Charger? Okay, that's a problem. And let's talk about the next name that is actually relevant to Charger. Power. Just like we are addicted to phones and other devices, let's also face the fact that we have no idea how people lived during the Middle Ages or the Victorian times, the colonial times, or before that without electricity even being a thing. All that before that time when Benjamin Franklin conducted the experiment in 1752 that involved conductive rods attracting lightning. That is how electricity was discovered, but it wasn't really used. It wasn't used for a very, very, very long time after that. So what is the same? What's synonymous with electricity? Of course, power. That's why we freak out whenever there's a power outage. We cannot cope with it, and that's when we wonder how our ancestors were able to cope. I suppose the same way that we coped while texting, social media, and iPhones and Android still didn't exist. I mean, we really appreciate having electricity, and that's one bill we have no problem with paying. But do we appreciate it so much to the point of naming a little boy Power? I would think not, but 6 parents did over the last several years since there were 6 recorded cases of boys being named Power. That would not make him more powerful either. That'll just make him resentful and not being able to wait till he turns 18 so he can legally change his name. My God, Power. And what would be his nickname? My goodness, I don't even know. I can't even think of one. All right, let's go on. Here's the next name, Warrior. Oh, do I have a problem with this one? Okay. The one thing that we want to teach our kids is how to fight and how to be strong while dealing with adversity because one way or another, that's guaranteed to happen in life. I mean, they say that the 2 guarantees in life are death and taxes, but adversity really is another one. So there are really 3 guarantees in life because nobody has life that is just totally charmed. I mean, some people have more charmed life than others, but everyone's got challenges of some sort, or they come across it at some point. I mean, listen, there have been, many of us have had to be in situations that have forced us to be stronger than we thought that we ever could be. And I can tell you, when you have raised a child with autism and find the strength to send them to a residential school because you know it would be the best thing for his sake and for the sake of, you know, for the, myself and my daughter, you really have no choice other than to be strong, because nothing is harder than dealing with all that. And that is major adversity summed up in a nutshell. And my daughter has been taught to be strong because life will test her as well. But, I mean, no matter how much you do what you can to encourage your kids to be fighters and to be warriors, you simply just don't name your kid Warrior, okay? My daughter's name is Stephanie, not Warrior, and I would never inflict. I mean, first of all, I personally don't like being called a warrior, because that just puts you, I don't know. The thing is, people put a high expectation on you if they think of you as a warrior. And even if you call yourself a warrior, if you get weak, fall down, then, oh, you let them down. No, I just don't like that word, and the name is worse. But the thing is, it happened at least 6 times over the course of the last few years. And how is that going to be helpful? No, it won't. Okay? No. But that's not all. We still got a lot more here. So I hope you're enjoying this, because I've got some really good ones on the way. Like Vice. Vice. As much as we want our kids to be kind to one another in life, to others in life, and to conform to a degree, only to agree to degree, so they can contribute to society and not stick out like sore thumbs. However, at the same time, just like discussed previously, when I was talking about how several parents name their daughters Rarity, you most definitely want your kids to be themselves, be unique, and maybe in some cases following the rules is not the best approach. It depends on what it is, of course. But the fact of the matter is, there are situations when it does not pay to be honest and kind, because sometimes we have to be deceptive in order to win. And I'm not talking about betraying your friends or loved ones. No, you never do that. But there are times when you have no choice but to do dishonest things in order to survive and get what you need in life. But whatever you do, don't name your kid Vice to represent that. Okay, that's one of the worst things that can be done. However, five parents, they don't agree with that. They never did, because they had to name their sons that over the last few years, 5 recorded cases. And the million-dollar question is why. Vice is bad, but the name that I'm about to present to you is going to be worse. Okay? Get ready. Get ready to hear this one. Circumcision. You heard me. That's right. Circumcision. In some religions, having a newborn boy circumcised is customary, like in Islam and in Judaism. And some parents who are not Muslim or Jewish decide to circumcise their sons anyway because they think it's cleaner or may have other reasons for doing so. That is their decision. And even if you don't want to do it, that's fine. You have a son, you don't want to circumcise him, that's totally fine. You know, it's a personal thing. However, don't judge anyone who decides to give their little boys a snip. And by all means, you are free to judge anyone who believes in circumcision to the point of naming their son that. Yes, it's happened, okay? Someone somewhere actually named their son circumcision, probably more times than once, because this name has been officially banned in both Australia and Mexico. And even if this name is actually used in countries where it's legal, what would that do to that little boy? I shudder to know. God. All right. The next one I'm about to present isn't as bad as that, but it's still bad. It's bad because it's on this list. Monkey. Yeah, you heard me. Monkey. We all have nicknames for our kids, and some of them can be downright funny. When my daughter was 5 and she wanted to have a chicken burger sandwich, she said she wanted a chicken burger. Oh, boy, boy, that just made such an impact because I didn't let that go. And that became her nickname. She's 17 now, and I still call her Burbiger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call her Burbiger, and she can't stand it, but I can't help it. I call her Burbiger because it's just too funny. Even when she's 40, I'm going to call her that. Mm-hmm. And even when I'm gone, I'll be calling her that in spirit when she's an old lady. Hey, Burbiger, did you put that away, Burbiger? Mm-mm. Okay, don't worry, that's her nickname. Like I said, her real name is Stephanie. It's been in the top 1,000 for decades, and many parents call their kids Monkey as a nickname. I'm not sure if I personally used it, but I know many parents have. And I mean, Monkey as a nickname is fine. If you want to name your dog that, that's fine. But as a given name, no, it's not. A Danish couple wanted to name their child Monkey, but fortunately the Danish court rejected the submission of the name, and now it's banned in Denmark. By the way, along with Anus and Pluto, thank heavens for that. However, in North America, it probably is legal here, and that's a big problem. Yeah, well, here's another one. Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yep, Facebook. And let's face it, most of us are painfully addicted to Facebook. Some of us also either love it or hate it, but the majority of us check Facebook on our phones right after waking up. Facebook is also checked whenever there's a potty break, and many employers have banned employees from accessing Facebook at work because, let's face it, nothing will get done otherwise. And boy, I know. I know, and same goes for schools. the fact is, Facebook is a big time suck. However, an Egyptian couple named their daughter Facebook for the purpose of honoring the social media platform in the Egyptian Revolution. So what will be her nickname? Face? Facey? That'll be fun to think about. Additionally, the Mexican state of Sonora rejected the name when another couple wanted to name their child Facebook because they felt it just wasn't right. They felt it was derogatory, discriminatory, and just lacked any meaning. And that may be going a bit far, but it's really not a name to use your kid, no matter how much you love the platform. And besides, let's face it, Facebook's been very buggy over the last few months. Remember the time a few months ago, or maybe it was a month ago, I don't know, that you couldn't log in? Okay, well, can you imagine what a kid named Facebook would be picked on about? Oh, you are defective. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, don't name your kid Facebook, please. No matter how much you love the platform, please don't do it. And speaking of that, there's more. Hashtag ROFL. Yes, that's a name. And let's face it, the more we have texted and interacted on social media platforms, the more we use those acronyms like LOL, WTF, and ROFL. In fact, those acronyms have been around since the 90s before texting and social medias, but on forums and chat rooms. And I remember very clearly the first time I used those chat rooms in 1995 or 96. It was on a Telnet forum. Remember Telnet? Our chat room? Boy, that sounds like a million years ago, but I remember seeing that acronym, LOL. What does that mean? Oh, I figured it out. Laugh out loud. Or lots of love, either one. I mean, it's just too funny. So I guess now there's more acronyms that are being created, and I don't remember seeing ROFL back in the day, but obviously it's around. Now, I mean, with Twitter and Instagram, hashtags have been more popular, and if I'm not mistaken, there's already been a baby named hashtag, probably for the same reason, that there was a baby named hashtag ROFL. Not just ROFL on its own, it has to have that hashtag had to go in front of it. So that means a couple in Australia wanted to name their baby ROFL, but fortunately the Australian courts rejected it, and it was banned along with LOL and iMac. It's good to see at least some places are strict with that. Okay, if that's not crazy, how about this one? Tallulah does the hula from Hawaii. Yeah, you heard me. Honolulu does the hulu from Hawaii. When you plan on naming your kids, even if you end up deciding to give them a name that should land you in court, at least you would most likely choose a name that was short. However, really awful names can be as long as silly sentences like Talulu does the hulu from Hawaii. That's right. A couple in New Zealand actually named their daughter Talulu does the hulu from Hawaii, and she had the ridiculous name for 9 years until something had gotten the court's attention. Therefore, the court demanded that the parents change the name immediately because it would have made her a target of bullying. But, I mean, the thing is, though, how do they know? Like, how would they know that? Because Tallulah by itself, it's fine. I mean, I don't think that would be a name that would be, you know, a magnet for bullies. I mean, for all we know, it's possible that that's all she went by. And, I mean, that's the name of the one of Simon Le Bon's daughters. In her case, it was spelled differently. Talulu does the hula from Hawaii. The name Talulu is spelled as T-A-L-U-L-A. Simon Le Bon's daughter is T-A-L-L-U-L-A-H. And that name is definitely fine on its own, like I said, but not Talulu does the hula from Hawaii. Mm-mm. Okay, now we're going to talk about twins. Fish and chips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, whenever a couple has a set of twins, they want to get clever with the names. I mean, not always, but sometimes they do, whether they're twin girls, boys, or boy-girl twins. For instance, Beyonce and Jay-Z named their boy-girl twin duo Sir and Rumi. Those are cute and most definitely different, yet you know, George and Amal Clooney went down the more traditional route in regards to their choice of names for their boy-girl twins and used Alexander and Ella, right? However, apparently, parents of twins in New Zealand thought that they were being cool or cute and or both wanted to name their twins Fish and Chips, just like the dinner, Fish and Chips. No matter how much you like that dish, there's absolutely no reason to name your twins that. And thankfully, the courts banned that name because there may have been other couples in countries that were using those names that's legal that may have been inspired. I really hope not for the sake of those twins. All right. If that's bad enough, let's go to the next one. Terminator. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a fan of science fiction or action flicks, but plenty of people are. And that being said, the flick The Terminator, which starred Arnold Schwarzenegger, was incredibly popular to the point that it had many sequels, and it even got a rating of 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That said, it's not a surprise that there are plenty of Terminator fans. However, if you're such an extreme fan that you want to name your baby Terminator, then that's a serious problem. Oh, it's happened, and that is why Mexico had banned that name. That would even be problematic for a child for a middle name because anyone can find out and tease the heck out of that kid. Additionally, what would the nickname of that child be? Termy? No. Mm-mm. Mexico got it right by banning that silly name. Bland. All right. Here's another one. Beige. Not the worst, but not great. It was worth putting on this list. And, I mean, you know, naming your kids after colors can be a little weird sometimes. However, names like Azure, Mauve, Magenta, and Indigo are nice. Beyonce has a daughter named Blue Ivy. And Simon Le Bon has a daughter named Saffron. And there's a reason that I've already used those celebs for examples, because they have named their kids different but classy names. However, there is a mom on a forum which was on a thread about bad baby names. She said that when she was at the supermarket, she heard a lady call out to her young daughter, Beige. Beige, Beige. One of the things to name your kids blue or gray, but definitely not beige. And, hey, she may end up legally changing her name. It won't be a shock if she does. So, obviously, I don't know where this happened, but it took place in a country where it was permissible to name the child beige. Okay, beige, like I said, it's not the worst, but it was still bad enough to be put on this list. But here's another one. Bubbles. Bubbles. If you think it's, if you know, you already know that it's that monkey has been used. Okay, you would think that's a nickname, but you would also think that Bubbles is a nickname, and that's fine. I mean, wasn't there a character on Abzab? Nickname was Bubbles? I hope it was, anyway. No, Bubbles actually can be a real name. All right. A woman on the same forum who was talking about very bad baby names had said that she had heard a mom call out to her toddler and called out Bubbles. And the woman had told the mom that she thought it was a cute nickname. The mom replied to her and said, no, not her nickname. It's her real name. Uh-huh. She named her daughter Bubbles. There are no words for that at all. Okay. Here's another one. Raspberry. A mom on the same forum said that she worked at a nursery school and was talking about the names of kids. Some of the names were downright awful, but some at the same time were real names that had been used. Some of the other names were most definitely strange, but her mother remembered nothing topped Raspberry for a boy yet. Mm-hmm. This mom said that she actually did ask his parents why they named their son Raspberry. They flat out said they were inspired by Gwyneth Paltrow because she named her daughter Apple. Therefore, when the mom was expecting, she really wanted to name the baby Raspberry, whether it was a boy or a girl. Well, the baby turned out to be a boy, ended up being named after that fruit. He'll absolutely be angry for that decision, and he'll be another one that's going to legally change his name sometime down the road, and no one can blame him. All right, how about a miracle? Ah, yes. There is no doubt that every baby is a miracle. And with that said, there is no need to name a baby the word miracle. However, according to Mom Junction, this has been recorded that there had been recorded, there had been 800 cases in the U.S. recorded being a baby girl being named Miracle. And according to the same source, it was noted that there were a set of parents that named their daughter Miracle. And that's even more far out than a miracle alone. Additionally, because parents want to acknowledge that their babies are miracles, because it's true, but there are nicer names to use, like Muriel or Mirabelle for girls instead of that, because it means the same thing. Or how about this one? Baby girl. It is a known fact that unless parents have a name in mind before their babies are born, coming up with names can be challenging. That's why many times newborns are not given the proper name until after they are born. That happens a lot. However, according to Mom Junction, there was one case for parents just name their daughter Baby Girl because it was obvious they could not come up with something else, even though picking the right baby name can be difficult for some parents. Anyone can be more creative than just naming their newborn daughter Baby Girl. So, what are the chances of her legally changing her name later on? I would bet quite high. Mm-hmm. All right. There's more. Like Little Sweet Meat. Many parents want to name their babies a name that is associated with being sweet, such as Dulcie or even Honey, which is acceptable. Okay, however, according to Mom Junction, there were a set of parents that named their baby girl something that literally meant sweet, such as Little Sweet Meat. Did it not occur to them that their daughter, she'll be picked on with a name like that? I mean, aren't there other sweet-sounding names? When she matures, she's not going to be happy with that name, and she's going to end up changing it. And who can blame her? No, Little Sweet Meat is not acceptable. Oh boy. Okay, and Berberly. Reminds me of Berberger, the nickname I gave for my daughter. Nickname. Let me emphasize that nickname. But Berberly, that was a real name. And when you think of Berber, you think of the carpeting, right? Because that's what you think about. Now I've given you another thing to think about when you hear of Berberger, right? Okay. But according to Mom Junction, the name Berberly was recorded as the name of a little girl in the U.S. somewhere. And the same source had brought out there is a small chance that it was a misspelling of Beverly that was supposed to be on the birth certificate that was not corrected. Oh, God. That would be a bad mistake. However, it wasn't that since that no one corrected it, chances are the name was Berberly instead. No, it probably was. All right. Oh, do I have one for you now? Mm-mm. Okay, get ready for this one. Sigma. S-Y-G-M-A. Sigma. Some parents like the idea of naming their kids after the alphabet, which is a known fact since there are many girls in the U.S. actually named Apsody, not just that one that I was talking about before, but there seems to be actually quite a bit, was it 300 cases? My goodness, why? I mean, I don't know. That's just crazy, and it seems like many parents like the idea of naming their daughters after the letters of the Greek alphabet, such as Delta, Theta, or Omega, or, you know, or even Beta, I believe, or Alpha, I don't know. I mean, Delta Burke is an example of that. However, according to names.com, the name Sigma, S-I-G-M-A, or S-Y-G-M-A, has been used too. And, I mean, the name Sigma with an I, that's actually the correct spelling of the Greek alphabet, the Greek letter there, it seems to be somewhat heard of in India. However, I actually personally came across someone who was named Sigma with that spelling, S-Y-G-M-A. Oh, boy, and I wouldn't be surprised if she had wished that her parents named her either Delta or Theta. Oh, boy, goodness. All right. How about Mirica? I mean, country names have been popular for a while, such as Ireland, India, and China. And there's several women named America themselves. So, I mean, their parents obviously were patriotic to the point they named their daughters after America. However, according to Mom Junction, it was recorded that a baby girl was named Murica. There is nothing wrong with naming your child after a place that you respect and love. However, there's got to be a limit. What is wrong with using the full name of a country instead? I mean, they could have named her after a U.S. city like Memphis or Dallas or I don't know. Anyway, it was used, Murica. Hmm? How about Appaloosa? Now, I mean, any parent that decides to name their daughter Appaloosa must either be a huge fan of that Ed Harris movie that was released in 2008 or is a major horse lover. However, let's face facts, Appaloosa for a first name is really not the best choice any parent can make, regardless of how much they love that movie on a particular or that particular horse breed. And according to Mom Junction, some parents around actually did name their daughters Appaloosa. There's better alternatives. They could have found Philippa, which literally means someone who loves horses, or Philip for a boy. That would do. Okay, so that's another one. Heavenly. Heaven with Lee. Mm-hmm. The name Heaven is quite popular as currently ranks at 324 in Baby Center's popularity feminine name chart, which, in fact, the popularity of that went up 38 points over a year. And even the name Navia, which is heaven spelled backward, is starting to rank higher on the feminine name popularity charts as well. However, when heaven is paired up with Lee, that seems quite tacky. Any parent would want to say that their kids are heavenly, but only when they're on their best behavior. But my bet is that Heaven Lee will not want to add her middle name to any kind of document down the road. Okay. How about Tomorrow, T-U-M-O-R-R-O-W. What's appealing about the word tomorrow, even the normal word tomorrow, because I can't seem to figure it out. However, Rob Morrow did end up naming his daughter Tomorrow. Okay, and according to Mom Junction, that seems to be the only case of that name being used for now. But if Rob Morrow really loves that name, or sorry, that word, it's not a name, it's a word, I mean, there's other names. There's other names that he could use. I mean, really. Lingo or something. Lingo, isn't that like an African word for tomorrow? I don't know. But that's better. Okay, that's better. How about Fifi Trixie Belle? When you hear the name Fifi Trixie Belle, you may think of a female toy poodle, because that name is perfect for a small, dainty dog. However, according to Mom Junction, Fifi Trixie Belle is a girl's name as well, and the daughter of Paula Yates and Bob Geldof is named Fifi Trixie Belle, and you have to wonder why they chose that name. because there are so many other great names. However, it's noted that the same source that there are two other daughters were named Pixie and Peaches and Honey Blossom. Pixie and Peaches Honey Blossom. And with that said, they obviously have a thing for using not just unique names, but names that are just simply off the wall. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this one? Olive Garden. Many people absolutely love foods that originated in Italy. And who can resist a large plate of pasta along with delicious Caesar salad and some warm and buttery breadsticks? I'm getting hungry just by thinking about it. I mean, you know, I've lost about 60 pounds over the past year and a half almost, and that is not really something that would be a good thing for me to eat on a non-splurge day. Okay. Anyway, I'm just going to stick to the topic. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. Maybe another show I'll talk about that, but not now. Okay. Additionally, when I think of that, you know, I wanted to run to the Olive Garden, and there's none of them in Canada, which really stinks, but what can you do? However, there's something that's causing me to lose my appetite, even though it sounds so delicious, because that's a couple. There's a couple in the U.S. that actually named their daughter Olive Garden, according to Mom Junction. The dad wanted to use Olive, or sorry, the dad wanted to use Garden, and the mom wanted to use Olive, and that's how they came up with Olive Garden. Boy, is that ever tacky! All right. So how about Zuma? It's quite likely that the time you've heard the name Zuma is when Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani had their son, and they named him Zuma. And according to Mom Junction, there doesn't seem to be any other documented cases others using that name. Perhaps that's because Zuma happens to be a bit diminutive of the stomach condition. With that said, they are better off with naming their child Zumba, which is a favorite dance activity that many people take advantage of. At least that's more of a pleasant association with that name instead of Zuma, which no one can deny. Mm-mm. All right, here we go. Mercury Constellation Star Cruiser. This particular name was not the name of a brand new baby boy. According to Mom Junction, someone on Reddit spoke about his life when he was in the Navy, and he had come across a general that had the name of Star Cruiser. And since he was intrigued by that name, he ended up learning another surprise. The general's name was Mercury Constellation Star Cruiser. It's possible that this general was born during the hippie era when it was common for parents to name their children names that are far out. However, even that might be a bit of a stretch, even for that time. Okay, and here we go. Like, with the rise in popularity of social media, it's not exactly a surprise to learn that parents would have any motivation to name their children anything that's relevant to social media in general, and that's why, according to Mom Junction, there's a couple who is obsessed with the evolving technology and social networking that they named their son Like. However, the fortunate thing is about this name is that he could end up giving himself a rhyming nickname, which would be Mike. And if he strongly dislikes it, he can legally change it to Michael, which means he would go from Like to Mike. There are just so many options. Okay. And the last one I'm going to go over is Seven. The name Seven was likely heard when the little boy who the Bundys on Married with Children adopted that was given that name. However, that was fiction, and according to 538, there were actually over 1,000 people with the name Seven in the U.S., so that seems to be the least offensive one, but hey, it's definitely so silly to the point that it had to be added. All right, now that concludes this silly name, these names. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the first one, because next week I'm going to touch on to something else that's crazy. Craziest conspiracy theory. And I'm going to be talking about the Flat Earth theory. How is that relevant to parenting, you may be asking? Well, there's a group of moms in particular that are flat earthers, and flat earth parenting is being discussed in many of the flat earth groups that I peek on at Facebook. I do that for my own amusement. So let's talk more about that next week. It's been a pleasure for now. Oh, boy, it was really fun. So have fun, and I will talk to you again next Wednesday. Okay, bye for now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.